Okay, so let's continue in Shaar HaGaiva in the Arche Tzaddikim on page 67, learning today Shpios Chosi Lenishmas, Adiras Chava, Chaim Elaz Ben Shem Shenaryeh, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, Amar Chaim Menachem and Zion. Shos Pios Chos for Fur Shlem of Chaim Zay Ben Rachel, Chana Leah Ben Shem Rachel, and Abadanti Ben Peril, and Eschos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he continues like this, Hageya, the person who has Gaiva, Oilem Yaksek Toiv Al-Atzmai, is always going to take credit for himself. And because of this, he's not going to properly exert himself over Torah because he's not concerned over the honor of Shemayim. What's his only concern? That the world should know that he's a good person and a smart person. And that's enough for him. So he doesn't care about actually gaining knowledge in Torah. He wants to do just enough that people will honor him and call him a Talmud Chacham. So since he's not really concerned with Kavod HaTorah, Kavod Shemayim, so he's not really going to apply himself properly, and therefore he's not going to properly learn. The Talmud who sameach b'michshol chaver b'miyut yediyasam, and you know what's going to give him simcha is when a friend messes up or when a friend doesn't know something because now he looks better, looks smarter than his friend. And he honors himself when his friends are put down. This is one of the 24 things, the deterrents that prevent tshuva. Adam shekol ma'aseiv tovim, a person who all of his actions are good, and he boasts of them in order to gain honor. It's like a fine dish, mesubal, that's seasoned, mm-hmm. that with the best spices, but mm-hmm. so you have this delicious dish that's perfectly spiced, perfectly the sauce, the juices are marinated perfectly, but that you leave it too close to the fire until it burns. Until it's not even worth eating. Machmas mirirus because it got so burnt, it got so overdone. So too is someone who boasts of his actions. You're burning up your actions, right? So you're doing good things, but because you're only doing it for the kavod, and because you're chasing after the kavod as a result, you are basically spoiling the actions that you did. And now a level even worse. This guy, at least the last guy, at least is actually learning something. Okay, he's doing it for the wrong reasons. But then you have someone who doesn't even learn. He just wants the kavod. So he doesn't want to put in the effort. He just wants the respect. That's a mispar b'chachma by sometimes she'ain. He's glorifying himself in actions or wisdom that he doesn't even have. Ain mida ro'a kamaya ve'ain dugmasa. Says there's no other mida comparable to this. Evil mida comparable to this. If they honor someone because they think that he knows two mesechtas, but who yodea rak achas, and he really only knows one, yoimalehem, he should tell them, achas ani yodea, I only know one. So if people suspect that you know more than you do, you have to correct them. So kol shekein v'kol shekein shalayate sheizbru, that you should actively try to fool people into thinking that you're better than you are. V'dan, you should know she'anachnu mechuyavim, that we're obligated that everything that we do is only for the sake of Hashem. Whether we do it openly or whether we do it in private, all of our actions of Avodas Hashem are only to do fulfill Hashem's ratzon. Without any consideration at all for the desires of people, to receive praise or to get honored. Everything should be done for the sake of God, Hamashkef El Halev, who searches the heart. That Hashem searches the heart for the true thoughts, the true underlying motivation that a person has, especially if it is Shalay Lishma Amar. And the Pasuk says, that the hidden stuff is for Hashem. Lachin, therefore, Yeda Hageya, a prideful, a haughty person should know. If he doesn't take care with his chachma and with his zrizus to rescue himself from gaiva, very scary words. And if you don't root out gaiva, you could have Torah, Mice, and Tovim, you're still going to go to Gehenna, Ki Yetzer Oriflai, because the Yetzirah lies in ambush for him. Well, maybe Tainais, Verayais, he brings claims and proofs, that a person bringing a person closer to gaiva, because ultimately he wants to drive a person out of this world. A person shouldn't be lazy and conquering the Yetzirah every day. This is called the Great War, and we'll stop here. But Amir Hashem, we'll see tomorrow that in what reference the battle with the Yetzirah is called the Great War.